After 63 years of being left unsolved, the Justice Department is reopening the murder case of Emmett Till, an African-American boy who was tortured and killed in Mississippi in 1955. Pictures of Till's mutilated body were seen around the country and the world, and the case is widely seen as a catalyst for the civil rights movement. Deborah Watts is Emmett Till's cousin and the co-founder of the Emmett Till Legacy Foundation. She told On Point this week what she wanted to see out of a new investigation.
I'm just hoping that with this continuation of the investigation, that there is justice for Emmett and that those responsible that are held accountable for their involvement.
Brenda Gale Plummer is a professor of history and African American studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Brenda, thanks for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Now, what was your reaction to this news that the U.S. Justice Department is reopening Emmett Till's murder case?
Well, I'm certainly glad that they're taking another look at it, even after all of these years. Justice should prevail.
And former UW-Madison professor Tim Tyson wrote a book on this. Some people are saying, hey, this led to the reopening of the case, but he says he doesn't have much faith in it. He thinks it's just for show, kind of to put a good light on the Justice Department. What do you make of that?
Well, there are several reasons why I think this is important, and I think some of it references to some of the issues that the country is going through right now. I believe that Professor Tyson had found out about this about 10 years ago. I'm not sure why the FBI is just taking it up now, but the fact remains that we're still dealing with some of the artifacts from the Jim Crow era in terms of how the country is going now.
Now, take us back to what happened to Emmett Till. Can you just briefly remind listeners what happened?
Sure. Emmett Till was a 14-year-old black boy from Chicago whose mother decided that he should spend the summer down south in Mississippi to get him away from the big bad city. While there, he was kidnapped, beaten to death, and dumped into a river by two white men who accused him of having insulted one of their wives. He was accused of having whistled at this woman. And then later at the trial of these two men, the woman in question, who has since admitted that she lied about it, said that he essentially had sexually assaulted her. The body was found in a terrible condition, but it was his mother, through her efforts, at deciding to have an open casket funeral that allowed people to see what had been done to him that made this a national case and gave additional energy to efforts to end segregation and racial violence.
Now, this wasn't the only murder of a black person in the South at this time. There were many cases of people killed, sometimes in broad daylight after voting, people killed in response to their actions to organize black voters. What was it about this particular case that captured, as you say, national, I think even international attention?
Right. One of the things that's important to note is that this was about a child, a 14-year-old boy. Now, black children in the South had historically been seen, primarily as units of labor. For example, in many places, the school year in the segregated black schools ended earlier than those in white schools because black kids were expected to go pick cotton, when the harvest was ready. We also find that almost 10 years, a little bit more than 10 years earlier than the Emmett Till case, the state of South Carolina actually electrocuted a 14-year-old boy, a 14-year-old black boy, on a trumped-up rape charge. And this kid was so small, that he barely fit into the electric chair and had to be shocked twice before he died. So the question is, well, what changed over this period? Well, for one thing, there was the Brown decision in 1954, a year before the Till case, in which the Supreme Court ordered the desegregation of public schools. So what we're seeing is a change in the view of black children. As you know, black children are now being considered people. They're now being considered children. And the requirements and needs of childhood are being recognized. Unfortunately, today, not so much. But that was the change that was occurring at that particular time.
Brenda Gale Plummer is with us, professor of history and African American studies at the UW-Madison, looking at the reopening of the investigation of the Emmett Till case from back in 1955, this announcement from the U.S. Department of Justice. Brenda, take us back to the aftermath. There was a trial of two white men accused of this murder. What happened?
Okay, well, they were acquitted by an all-white jury, which, again, given the circumstances of Mississippi in 1955, was not to be, was not unexpected. But once again, the injustice of the case did impress large numbers of people.
Did it inspire people to become active in the civil rights movement?
Yes. Mississippi was regarded as sort of the toughest case, the most obdurate case in the South. It would be some years before segregation practices and racial violence in that state were challenged, but it certainly brought to the world's attention what the inequities in that area were.
I know in your own research you've looked at international ties in efforts for civil rights around the world. Did this case, the Emmett Till case, inspire people from around the world to pay attention to what was going on here in the United States?
Yes. That case and many others, the critics of the United States with regard to its racial practices included the Soviet Union and the Warsaw Pact countries that were allied to the Soviet Union, but it also included America's allies, Western Europeans, and many people in the so-called Third World, the emerging new nations of Asia and Africa. The United States was concerned about where the allegiances of those people were going. And this was one of the impetus that the United States had to try to reform the racial policies that had so long been customary.
Do you think, looking back from the modern day, that in the public at large, we don't pay enough attention to this part of history, this what was in effect a large-scale domestic terror movement targeting mainly black Americans?
Well, no. I think that there's quite a bit of history that informs or could inform our understanding of what is taking place today. The case of the witness, Carolyn Bryant, who lied at the trial of the two men who killed Emmett Till, is part of a tradition in which the accusation of rape or sexual assault of white women by black men was generally used as an excuse to enact lynching and other forms of persecution of black people. Unfortunately, in today's world, we see with these wild black cases where we still have these false accusations of black people. This has a long historical tradition.
As we wrap up, what can we learn today by talking about the Emmett Till case and by looking at this investigation now reopened by the Justice Department?
Okay, it seems to me that there are several issues involved. I think one of them is, what we expect from the justice system. The other, I think, is to learn, what some of these historical continuities are. For example, as I mentioned, one of the things that the Brown decision and the Till case represented was a changed attitude toward black children. We find ourselves today in a situation where the country no longer has much of a commitment to the integration of public schools, in which discriminatory treatment of minority children has been noted, as well as the so-called prison-to-pipeline, school-to-prison pipeline, where children are essentially cast off and relegated to marginality in American society. So I think one of the things that the United States must do is to confront its historical past and to consciously make efforts not to repeat these errors.
We'll leave it there for now. Brenda, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Brenda Gale Plummer, professor of history and African American studies at the UW-Madison, with us to talk about the life and legacy of Emmett Till, with the news that the U.S. Justice Department is reopening Till's murder case.